He spoke, and round his shoulders slung the silver-studded sword. As the sun set, the noble gifts were there. Stately pages bore them to the palace of Alcinous, where the sons of good Alcinous, receiving them, laid the fair gifts before their honored mother. But for the princes, revered Alcinous led the way, and entering the house they sat them down on the high seats. Then to Arete spoke revered Alcinous. "Bring hither, wife, a serviceable chest, the best you have, and lay therein a spotless robe and tunic. Then heat upon the fire a cauldron for the stranger, and warm some water, that having bathed and seen all gifts put safely by, which the kind Phaeacians brought him, he may enjoy the feast and hear the singer's song. Moreover, I will give him my goodly golden chalice, that as he pours libations at his hall to Zeus and to the other gods, he may be mindful all his days of me." He spoke, and Arete told the maids to set a great kettle on the fire as quickly as they could. They set the kettle, which supplied the bath, upon the blazing fire. They poured in water, put the wood beneath, and lighted. Around the belly of the kettle crept the flame, and so the water warmed. Meanwhile, Arete brought the stranger a goodly chest from out the chamber. She put therein the beautiful gifts, the clothing and the gold which the Phaeacians gave, and she herself put in a robe and goodly tunic. And speaking in winged words, she said, "See to the lid yourself, and deftly tie the cord, lest someone rob you on the way, when, sailing by and by on the black ship, you rest in pleasant sleep." When long-tried royal Odysseus heard these words, he straightway fitted on the lid, and deftly tied the cunning knot which potent Circe once had taught him. Therefore the housewife called him to come to the bath and bathe. And he was pleased to see the steaming water, for he was not used to care like this since he had left fair-haired Calypso's home. But there he had as constant care as if he were a god. Now when the maids had bathed him and anointed him with oil and put upon him a goodly coat and tunic, forth from the bath he came and went to join the drinkers. And Nausicaa, with beauty given her of the gods, stood by a column of the strong-built roof and marveled at Odysseus as she looked into his eyes. And speaking in winged words, she said, "Stranger, farewell. When you are once again in your own land, remember me, and how before all others it is to me you owe the saving of your life." Then wise Odysseus answered her and said, "Nausicaa, daughter of proud Alcinous, Zeus grant it so, he the loud thunderer, husband of Hera, that I go home and see my day of coming. Then would I there too, as to any god, give thanks to you for ever, all my days. For, maiden, it was you who gave me life.